Hey guys, welcome to your sneak peek of season two. So, I've been thinking about how I was going to release season two, and officially, I think I've still got five episodes for season one that I'm still wanting to get out there. So, consider this your season two sneak peek. So far, yeah, I've been releasing all of my previous episodes that were the one-on-one episodes because honestly, I feel all of them, well, don't get me wrong, all of the weekend shows that I did, those were super important too, but I wanted all of these one-on-one interviews to still be out there. And so, like I said, I'm re-releasing those as season one. I still got about five episodes left to go, but one of the things that I'm doing for season two is I'm incorporating the Veterans Unite show, podcast, whatever you want to call it, and my day job, which is the Navy man can pressure washing and exterior services, cleaning services. And I'm putting the two of them together in a way. Because one of the things that, like a lot of veterans, we feel this need to give back to the community, be it the veteran community or just the community that surrounds us as a whole. Well, one of the things that I do is I do complete house wash packages. And so a complete house wash package is cleaning the roof, the gutters, cleaning the house, and all the driveway, sidewalks, patios. And there's a lot of people out there that need these services, but perhaps can't afford them because, let's be honest, as a pressure washer, I'm still trying to make a living. I've got a family to support. This year we got kicked in the nuts pretty good. January started off really good business-wise, and then the whole family came down with COVID. And it took about 2 weeks to really get over it. But honestly, even that third week, energy levels were, even though I wasn't positive anymore. And I say that with air quotes, because, anyways, I'm not going to go into that story right now. But, so even though I was over it, I was still super tired. And honestly, we had a ton of things to do. At the end of last year, my in-laws sold their house. We were living with them since the birth of our daughter. And we had my sister-in-law living in our house to try to help us with the bills, give them a nice place to live and whatnot. But when the in-laws sold their house, that meant we all needed some place to go. The only place is my house. And at this point, we're of the opinion that, all right, it's time for my sister-in-law to get off her ass and get back on her own feet. So they started looking for an apartment. They finally found one. They slowly got most of their stuff moved out, and I say most because when we came in, it took us a week to clean up behind them. They still had stuff here, and technically, even now, a month and a half, 2 months later, they still do, but we've moved all of that to like our back patio area, okay? And once we got it to where we start moving our stuff in, we did. We started moving our stuff in. Now, during this whole time, all the family got better. My mother-in-law, my wife, my daughter, myself, except for my father-in-law. Unfortunately, COVID was really kicking his ass. He had had this constant cough basically for like the last 5 years. And I do believe that that was one of the contributing factors to why he wasn't getting over it. Well, we ended up having to send him to the hospital because my wife one day noticed that his fingernails were blue, meaning he didn't have proper oxygen. So we sent him to the hospital. He got admitted right away because they're like, oh my God, his oxygen levels are like, I don't know, 70% or something like that. It was crazy low. And that was the last time he got out of the hospital. He fought the good fight for about 4 weeks. And sadly to say, we had gotten to a point where, he'd been there for so long that the hospital was like, well, we're not really a long-term care facility. You might want to think about getting him into one of those. And by the end of that week, he was in ICU. And what really sucks is up to that point, everybody was able to communicate through FaceTime. So that was great. But unfortunately, once they put him in ICU, they had to put him on a ventilator, and that was pretty much the end of FaceTiming because you can't talk when you're on one of those. And so I think he was there for about another week and a half before he passed. He ended up getting pneumonia while he was in the hospital. Actually, no, he had that when he went to the hospital. They called it COVID pneumonia because it was caused by all the crap in the lungs. But anyhow, so he ended up passing the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th. The day before, we had actually just gotten a big U-Haul, moved like 98% of their stuff over to our house. And so we're, setting things up. We're like, all right, this is my mother-in-law's room. This is my father-in-law's room. This is our room. Getting everything done. And then, yeah, we get that call Sunday morning that he had had a heart attack and they didn't know how much longer he'd be there. So called everybody, rushed to the hospital. And unfortunately, got there right as he had already passed. So that really sucked ass. But anyway, so that's how the beginning of this year's been for us and the family. And yeah, it really sucked. And then the next 2 weeks were spent, finishing up the move, finishing up all the things necessary to have the funeral. We had family come up from Costa Rica, and yeah, it's just crazy. Honestly, it wasn't until the beginning of March that we've been able to kind of get back on a normal schedule of doing things, especially for me, which means work. But I say that because in January I had mentioned that, hey, I'm going to start doing this thing where once a month, I'm going to do a giveaway for a veteran or first responder. And I'm going to do a complete house wash package, or as much as is necessary to clean their house, clean their property back up at no cost to them. Basically, the Navy Man Can is donating this. Well, what I'm trying to accomplish with Veterans Unite is to help get the message out, to help find more people in the Houston area that also need these services. And finally, like the second week of March, I was able to get that accomplished. I found the one person who I was going to help. And so basically, her story is that her and her husband met while they were in the Air Force. God knows how many years ago. Not important. They met while they're in the Air Force. She did 4 years. He stayed in till retirement because they didn't want to have to do that whole duty station, dual family members in the military thing. So she got out so they could always stay together wherever they got stationed. And he stayed in till retirement. They retired. They were living in Wyoming. Life was great. Then their kids started having kids, and they wanted to move down here to Houston so they could be with the grandkids. And that's what they did. They sold everything up there. They moved down here. And life was great. Well, they'd been in their house for about 2.5 years, if I'm remembering exactly. And one day, the husband, everything was fine. Decided to go to the VA, get a checkup, because, we get checkups when we go to the VA. And once you know it, they found cancer. Basically, it was in his throat, it was in his esophagus. And within basically a month and a half, he passed. It was a very fast-moving cancer. I've heard of these things happening. I've had that happen to one of our own family members, where one day everything's hunky-dory, and the next thing you know, oh, by the way, you're sick. And oh, by the way, you don't have long. And yeah, it's a kick in the nuts, because you don't see it coming. You feel fine, maybe you got a little scratch somewhere, and you're like, all right, well, let me go get this looked at. And the next thing you know, oh, yeah, you got this, it's already at stage 4, and we could either treat you, but that might kill you, or you could just live with it, and well, that's going to do what it does. Anyhow, unfortunately, that's what happened. It was quick, and that was July of last year, July of 2021. So the lady was left with, what do I do now? She's got this house, but he was the one that took care of all that outside stuff. So her daughter-in-law is the one that actually reached out to me. Once I put out some feelers for, hey, this is what I'm going to do, she thankfully found my message and contacted me and told me about her mother-in-law, what had happened. And yeah, so we all got in contact. I selected her as the, I hate saying winner of this because of, why everything happened. But I selected her as the recipient of the free house wash. And so I get over there, and yeah, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't like, oh my God, the whole house is green, because things had been taken care of. However, I did get over there, and like most houses in Houston, the soffits are a little bit on the dirty side. You got spider webs, cobwebs here and there. Windows could use a little bit of a cleaning. The gutters on one side of the house were actually about to fall off. There were like five gutter nails that had already pulled off, and you could see daylight between the gutter and the house. It was getting to that point. So what I ended up doing is I went around, and but the roof was brand new. It's like 5 years old or less, so it's perfectly clean. I didn't clean the roof because it didn't need it, but I went around the whole house, cleaned the gutters out, fixed that one section of the gutter that was about to fall off, put the nails back in if they were still good enough to hold. I put some gutter screws, which are longer and they hold a lot better than the nails, to bring everything back up to the house and make it to where the gutters will work properly again. And then, yeah, went around the whole house, did a full house wash. It was a two-story house, hit the chimney, got the patio done, took all the everything off the patio, cleaned the whole patio area, windows, everything, moved it all back in when I was done, and she was just super grateful. Because that was just one less thing that she had to deal with, one less thing that she had to worry about. And that's what I'm trying to do with these free house wash packages that I'm going to start giving away once a month. One thing I also wanted to do is read you a testimonial that the lady wrote for me. And basically, here it is. She says, "The Navy man did an amazing job on our house and concrete. We had been too busy to worry about the house last year, and I was worried about finding someone I could trust to clean out the gutters when he offered to take on our house as his gift this month. The brick looks clean and fresh, but the trim and windows are even more noticeable. They were definitely in need of care, and Shad did a great job making sure the whole house was cleaned beautifully. He even made some minor repairs and paid attention to all the finishing details by freshening up the wood finish on the front door when he was done. I will definitely use him again to keep the house looking its best. Now, one thing also you may notice is that I have not said anybody's name during this. She did say I could use her first name, but in the interest of her privacy and everything, I'm not going to do that either. Not everybody is going to be, here's my name, here's my address, here's everything. And I understand that, especially in the situation with her and losing her husband. But I did want to read that testimonial for y'all. And that's where this is what you're listening to right now. That's where this comes in. Sadly, right now I'm standing holding my phone in the kitchen recording this because I still have not set my computer, my microphone, and all that stuff up so I can do proper recordings. So I apologize if this sounds like crap, but that's what we've got going on. And I'm trying to use the show to get the word out, get the message out that that's what I'm doing. I'm using my business to perform these actions. And so this is where I'm basically saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. If you want to support me through Anchor, there is a button where you can become a supporter of the show. And you can give monthly donations, if you will. And that will help me to be able to do more of these as time progresses. And I'll be honest, if I get like this, oh my God, amount of support, I'm not opposed to doing more than just one wash a month. If I can do two washes a month, that would be awesome. But at the moment, I'm doing one a month. And yeah, so that's what we've got going on. That's what the future goal of the show, of my day job, and all that is. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still going to be interviewing veterans. I'm still going to be interviewing especially musicians because music is one of those things that unites all of us. And I can't do any of this without y'all. Okay, I can do it. I would love to do it with y'all's support. Sharing the show, leaving good reviews on whatever platform you're listening to us on that allows for reviews. That would be excellent. Again, head over to Anchor, look up Veterans Unite Show because for some reason that's what I called it on Anchor, and the Anchor is my hosting platform. They have really good control of how things work. They give you good stats on who's listening as far as where they're at, demographics, all kinds of crap. But yeah, so when I move the show over to Anchor, I'm re-releasing season one as all of my old one-on-one interviews. Season two will be new interviews coming out in about another 5 weeks. Because, like I said, I looked last night and I think I've got five more episodes that still need to be released. So, still a little bit more of season one to go. I appreciate y'all's time, your patience. Like I said, share the story. Help each other out. If there's something that you can do for a veteran in your community, for a first responder, or just people in general, be good to one another. Help everybody out because you don't know what someone else is going through. On the outside, everything might look, oh, wow, that person's got it all together. But on the inside, they could be falling apart and you'll never know it. So yeah, just be kind to everybody. If you go to a coffee house and they've got like this, sorry, rabbit hole, this one coffee shop over in my mother-in-law's ex neighborhood now. They do this token system where you can buy a token, and that token will give the bearer of that token one free coffee drink from the espresso bar. So they could get a latte, a hot coffee, or whatever. And if you've got a neighborhood coffee shop that does something like that, one, that helps to support that neighborhood coffee shop. But two, if there's someone that you know is having a rough day, just be like, hey man, here, go get yourself a coffee at blah blah blah. And I don't know, it's just the little things like that that can really help brighten somebody's day. Anyhow, I'm rambling. I'm out of here. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. And can't wait to get back out there for season two and get some new stuff out there. For now, I'm Shad Turner, and you've been listening to the Veterans Unite podcast.